gate of a great castle. "See," said she, "is not this grand?" With that, they went into the castle together, and found a great many servants there, and the rooms all richly furnished, and full of golden chairs and tables. And behind the castle was a garden, and around it was a park half a mile long, full of sheep and goats and hares and deer. And in the courtyard were stables and cowhouses. "Well," said the man, "now we will live cheerfully and happily in this beautiful castle for the rest of our lives."
"Perhaps we may," said the wife, "but let us sleep on it before we make up our minds to that."
So they went to bed. The next morning, when Dame Ilsebil awoke, it was broad daylight, and she jogged the fisherman with her elbow and said,
"Get up, husband, and bestir yourself, for we must be king of all the land."
"Wife, wife," said the man, "why should we wish to be the king? I will not be king."
"Then I will," said she.
"But wife," said the fisherman, "how can you be king? The fish cannot make you a king."
"Husband," said she, "say no more about it, but go and try. I will be king."
So the man went away, quite sorrowful to think that his wife should want to be king. This time the sea looked a dark grey colour, and was overspread with curling waves and the ridges of foam, as he cried out,
"Oh, man of the sea!